TiderInsider.com is the website. Rodney Orr is the name. Rodney, welcome into the game here in Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well.
Hey, Ryan. Doing very well.
It's been a big week for Alabama fans. I'm sure the message boards are hot coming off the Mississippi State victory.
Yep, you can only imagine. Of course, Alabama defeating the number one team in the country, and I'm not sure you'd really know it necessarily, Ryan, because, I mean, over the last 5, 6, 7 years, whatever it's been, Alabama's been the number one team. So I don't mean to say it's not a big deal, because it is, but it's kind of almost a thing where Alabama fans have come to expect it. You know what I mean?
It is a little bit, and I think that's a part of the tradition and the history of this program, is because we, as fan base, we become complacent. It's just automatically, and if you don't achieve that, then it's disappointment, and I think that sometimes can be unfair to the coaches and the players, but that's where this program is currently, is they expect to be competing for a championship year in and year out.
Yep, and they expect to win it year in and year out. And, that's not realistic, but, I mean, let's be honest, I think the run that Alabama's on has been on. Certainly everyone should step back for just a second and really look at it historically. I mean, it may be the greatest run, certainly one of the greatest runs in the history of college football, and kind of appreciate where we are right now.
Let me go back to the conversation. You and I have had this conversation privately as well as on the air. Where do you rank this year in Nick Saban coaching jobs?
Well, I think he's, I'll be honest with you, Ryan, I'm going to go back to last year a little bit, okay? I kept saying last year that they were doing a fantastic, incredible job with that team, and people were like, didn't understand what I was saying. They faced a lot of issues with that team. Nick Saban did an incredible job in 2013 of managing that team. I thought they got to get them to the point they were heading into the Auburn game, he did a fantastic job. There is no doubt about it, because of so many issues that they, I feel like they had to deal with and had to overcome. Now, with that said, this team's a little bit different. I mean, I think there's more chemistry on this team. I think that, the guys are having a lot more fun. And again, a big part of that is, you look back to last year, there was so much stress and so much pressure, for Alabama going for history, 3 in a row. That's all that everyone could talk about. So it really wasn't as enjoyable per se. I mean, I'm not talking about from a coach's perspective. I'm just talking about from the peripheral. You could kind of sense that it really wasn't as enjoyable. This team now is a little bit different. You have guys that seem to really having a great time playing together. The guys seem to be having fun. Blake Sims, I think, brings a really kind of a fresh breath of fresh air. With what he's doing, I mean, it's all about the team, and I just think that he's done a great job, and I think that when you get to your point, the question, I think they've done a great job of coaching, but I think really a lot of the credit goes to the players and their attitudes.
Let me go to the conversation of where this team. Are you concerned offensively that they've sort of sputtered here a couple of times, where they went on the big drive, 15 plays, 76 yards, over 6 minutes, but are you concerned that the offense, not as dominant as what they were a few weeks ago, that maybe they're slowing down a little bit?
I don't know if they're slowing down or just kind of exactly what it is. You look at the running game a little bit, and when they had to run against Mississippi State, the fourth quarter in that drive, they did it. They called 8 running plays. The 15-play, 76-yard drive consumed 6:07 off the clock when the defense really, really needed a rest. And, Ryan, they called 8 running plays. They got 45 yards. It's a 5-yard average. You can't ask for a lot better than that. That does not include the 2 scrambles. You throw in the 2 scrambles for, 21 yards, I think it was, with Blake's 2 scrambles. So, you could add that in, but those weren't called, running plays. So I think Alabama ran the ball when they had to. I think and again, this is certainly, I'm not saying this is just kind of my thoughts on it, okay? And that is that I think they're having to, manage their running backs a little bit. They lost Drake, obviously, earlier. Yeldon's been beat up. Henry's been beat up. So they've kind of had to protect them a little bit, I think. They've had to manage them through the games, and I think maybe that might have some influence on the play calling at times. Maybe, you know, they throw the ball sometimes when people think they maybe could run it a little more. But so maybe that's got a little bit of an influence on the play calling. So I think that could have something to do with it. I think potentially when you look at what they've got, you know, I think offensively they can, you know, they're doing good enough.
But, defense,
those are some pretty good defenses they face.
Well, let me talk about the defense for Alabama for a couple of minutes, and then it'll be a final question. Defensive line, they're really getting after the quarterback, and they're rushing majority of the time four guys. From time to time, they're bringing some slants and some blitzes, some stunts in as well. Defensively, this team is now developing into that team that we thought they would be on that side of the football.
Yeah, you know, we talked, I was on here on your show in August. We talked about it, you know, off the air. And, you know, we thought that, the Alabama defensive front was really going to be a strength. It was going to be better than it had been in the past. And, you know, we kind of talked about that, and people got a little upset early in the season and thought they were misled that this defensive front was not maybe quite as good as they thought it would be. But, hey. That they've really come of age. They've matured. You know, Jaron Reed certainly has stepped up. A'shaun Robinson, who was injured in camp, Ryan, he's starting to really emerge. Dalvin Tomlinson's a guy that's had a lot of potential. He had seven tackles in the game on Saturday. He's been heavily involved. And, D.J. Petway's certainly a guy. Ryan Anderson's really started to mature. How about Reggie Ragland, inside at linebacker? I mean, he's really become a force in making a lot of tackles and big plays. So, a lot of guys have matured. But also, I think, too, as time has gone on, as we've kind of moved past the Ole Miss game, I think if you look at it, the secondary started to kind of come together a little bit, or gel, if you will. I mean, and I think Cyrus Jones continues to get better and better at one corner, and now Eddie Jackson, it was back and forth every week, it seemed like, with Eddie Jackson and Tony Brown, that other corner spot. But Eddie seems to be gaining his health back, his knee, and, he had suffered another injury, a bruised quad, early in the season, but he seems to, starting to emerge. And how about Nick Perry, a guy been around here 5 years, he's making some plays back there, made a big play against LSU, had the big interception against Mississippi State, and also had a lot of tackles, 12 tackles, led the team, SEC Defensive Player of the Week. So, a lot of guys starting to really make contributions defensively.